Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you for all the wonderful opportunities that are afforded to us with this radio station and its platform. We thank you for the energy of everyone listening, that they are blessed, that they are open, that they are hopeful, and they know that the opportunities exist for great expansion and growth worldwide. We thank you for the energy of those listening, that they are major contributors to everything we do. Not only for financial reasons, but also in terms of input and testimonies and help for everyone else listening. So it will be a wonderful blessing for them as well. We thank you for the message of alchemy and the new books that are coming up and the authors who want to visit the station. I am very, very happy. I thank you for all good things, for everything that all these light workers do to improve the quality of life on Earth. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So today we're moving into the birth of the seer. The birth of the seer. And that is, this is step six. So hopefully today we'll finish step six, tomorrow step seven, and then we'll be on. He says, I told you, Merlin went on, that the seeker's motivation was to be able to see. And soon this emerges, because the sixth step, the birth of the seer, is just below the surface of any seeker. And by itself, seeking carries no fulfillment. It would be a dry and frustrating life if you were only to seek without finding. But fortunately, in the divine plan, all questions bring their answers at the same time, and all goals turn out to be found at the source. Isn't that interesting? So once you truly ask, where is God, you will see a response. Once you truly ask, where is God, you will see a response. I don't want to delude you here, because the birth of the seer is just as revolutionary as any of the earlier steps. It spells the end of the ego, the end of all outward identification. So imagine that your life is a moving picture and it's being projected upon a white screen. As long as you are dominated by ego, you focus on the moving images and you take them to be real. But when the seeker arrives on the scene, you begin to sense their unreality. But with the birth of the seer, you turn and you face the light, and now the self-image is seen for what it is, a flimsy projection made real by the ego's desperate need to place importance on the time-bound mind and body. So the seer sees through this motivation and no longer buys into it. Instead of seeing yourself as flesh and bones that house a spirit, a ghost inside a machine, you begin to realize that everything is spirit. Everything is spirit. The body is spirit, coalesced into a form that the senses can feel and see and smell. The mind is spirit, in a form that can be heard and understood. Spirit itself, in pure form, is neither of these and can be perceived only by refined intuition. You have heard the phrase, those who know it speak of it not, and those who speak of it know it not. And such is the mystery of spirit. But aren't you speaking of it right now? Asked Galahad, looking totally confused. And not in the way that you may think, Merlin replied, because when I speak of a rock, you can see and touch it. When I speak of spirit, I am pointing toward an invisible world. Arrows of light fly to us from that world to ignite our souls, but we cannot send arrows of thought back. Well, that sounds very mysterious, muttered Percival. A rose would be mysterious if you could only think about it and never experience one. Spirit is a direct experience, but it transcends this world. It is pure silence, teeming with infinite potential. When you gain knowledge of anything else, you gain knowledge of something. When you gain knowledge of spirit, you become knowingness itself. You become knowingness. All questions cease because you find yourself in the womb of reality, where everything simply is. When the eye of the seer falls on something, it is simply accepted for what it is. It's not judged. There is no ego. There's no ego need to take or possess or to destroy. In the absence of fear, no such motivation arises. For needing to possess is born of lack. And when you have no lack to feel, then you're just being here in this world, in your body. And that's the highest spiritual goal you could possibly attain. So Percival and Galahad were much struck by this part of Merlin's discourse. They had followed the early steps with attention, but the ego, the achiever, and the giver were all familiar already. But when the wizard spoke of the seeker, the two knights saw themselves as they were at that moment, the seer. However, filled them with awe, as if they were explorers arriving on a mountaintop and surveying a vast new horizon longed hoped for, but not yet experienced. And Galahad said fervently, oh my goodness, I long to be this seer you speak of. And Merlin nodded, which means you are ready. To a wizard, there are only three kinds of people: those who have not yet experienced pure being, those who have tasted it, and those who have fully explored it. So you have tasted, and now you want to explore. For you, this world will begin to disappear as a solid thing and recede into the overwhelming light of being. In a far away land called India, they say that the ordinary life becomes pale before God. like a candle that seemed bright in a dark room but turns invisible when put out into the noonday sun. And then he turned to Percival. And I include you in this stage too, however you imagine I judged you. And Percival turned scarlet red and then stammered, "What will this new life be like?" And as always, it will feel like a new birth. The seer differs from the seeker in no longer having to pick and choose. The seeker is still involved in an illusion as he goes around saying, "This is where God is," or "This is where God isn't." And the seer, on the other hand, sees God in life itself. The long inner war is over at last, and rest comes to the warrior. Because in a place of struggle, you experience all your desires naturally and effortlessly coming true. And I'm sorry, that's saying in place of struggle. You experience all of your desires naturally and effortlessly. There are no outward signs to mark who are the seers among us, but inwardly they feel open and content. They allow others to be who they will be, which is the highest form of love. They put up no obstruction to the other people and events, and they have surrendered any small sense of I. Isn't this a powerful place to be as the seer? And I know many of us are part seeker, part seer. Some of us probably are all the way seers, or some of us have found the Holy Grail and our true spirit. But this is such a powerful place to be because he is repeating the key themes of this book. Remember Merlin said the first mouthful contains the whole banquet? He started with no judgment, get rid of the labels. And then he moved to don't struggle, release and let go. And that moves you to the place of being the seer. It just is. And now you want to begin to recognize spirit, that source of life in everything. And I know many of you do. So this is just a reminder. And it's going to be so free. We are so free when we let go of all of the labels and all of the judgments. We are just so free, and we become what God is, pure love. Pure love. Okay, I am now going to open the floor up for comments and questions. And since all of you pressed one, I'm just going to unmute everyone's phone. Hold on a moment. Okay. I'm going to try to unmute them all. I know Earl has said, just do it. Don't try, just do it. Yes, Master. I love you guys. Okay, everybody's on. Let's have some conversation.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
I hear you.
Are you there, Reed?
Oh, Reed is here.
Hi, Reed.
I am great. Oh, you guys can hear me?
Yes. Okay, so now that we know we can hear you, are you going to say anything, Reed? Okay. Earl? Everybody?
Hello.
Hello. You have a comment or question? question this morning.
I think this is wonderful. I'm telling you, it's I have not been able to get to you in the mornings because of the past, and I'm enjoying the present where I can hear your voices and know it's a new beginning.
Yes, it is. Okay. Who's calling from 04? The last four numbers are 0411.
That's me, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, do you have a question or comment?
I don't have no question today. I have a, I guess a testimony, really. And I just thank God for you all, and thank God for you, Cynthia, and you, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you.
Of how I'm just, my mind is moving a million miles a minute, but I want to say this. I am so prevalent and so thankful for the openness that one has and one needs to just take a look at things and not have to judge on one way or another. Just take a look and observe and look at it. And I'm glad I did, because now that I did, I'm really, really, I'm thankful for these lessons. And the day is just, there's no exception to one this morning. When you were saying fear, I thought you were saying fear, and I just wanted to make sure you were. And you said to embrace it and to accept it. And that was so powerful, because that's the atmosphere I want to be in, of that atmosphere of not having to judge, not having to fear, not having to put people in labels, because we see it all the time, and it doesn't do any of us good.
No.
And serve us well. So I'm just thankful for the lesson, and that's all I wanted to say.
Okay,
and thanks for this technology. This is awesome. I've been exposed to this before, and I think it's going to be really cool.
I think so, too. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. You know, when you stop judging and labeling, it just releases you. And probably we are harder on ourselves. We judge ourselves the harshest.
Uh-huh.
So when we stop beating up on ourselves and loving the divinity within us, boy, that sets you free. Okay, who's the caller? Last four digits, 0607. You have
Earl.
A question? Earl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Reed. No, I was busy work putting notes down on things that are being said here. And I look at these notes, and it brings me back clarity. So I'm flowing with you. Thank you so much for this is all reinforcement and new information. And I celebrate that so much.
Okay, thank you. I think this is something that we need to hear quite often, to be reminded about judgment and labels, and understand that we are spirit. We need to hear it often, because we forget. We get so caught up in our daily activity. That's why morning devotion is so important, to set your day right and to be a gentle reminder of who you are. All right, I'm going to go to caller. As I call you, I'll mute your phones again. Caller 8479, last four digits, 8479.
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Any comments this morning?
You're so right about us judging ourselves more, you know, heavier than anything else, anybody else. I found myself doing that. Completely.
Mm-hmm.
And having to be reminded, wait a minute, this is not real. This is not real. Okay. And I have to put it in different perspective. And then you're right. I was released from it, and I'm able to deal with it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Caller 0047. Nania?
Yes, you know my number.
How are you this morning?
Excellent. Thank you, and I hope you are too. I'm just grateful to know that there are so many of us who are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is our time to do the critical work of love, as light workers are assigned and agreed to the work of saving humanity and Mother Earth, is just so important. So I'm happy to, with the technology, have the expanded capacity for more of us to, and there are just so many more of us than we realize, and so this is awesome. Light workers do, as we clear ourselves, our own energy fields in mind, body, and spirit, one of us has the power to heal 200,000 or 300,000 people. So we are not outnumbered as appearances make it seem, you know, with all the dark energy in the earth. So we are closer than we think to reversing the trend of self-destruct that the earth and humanity seem to be on. So be encouraged. We're so, so powerful. What we're doing, our minds cannot fathom. But you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing, and I'm just happy to be among you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, caller 3331. Jean?
Hello. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. The lesson this morning was awesome. It was great to hear everyone. Inspiration, it was so wonderful just to hear everyone say what circles of prosperity and the energies that have done for them as we come together as the divine energies. I seen a billboard yesterday, and the billboard said, "Our time has come."
Amen.
It was just I'm like, wow, our time has come.
It has.
And, yes, it has. And, you know, just learning what Circus of Prosperity has given to me is just wow me. I just have to breathe and allow, and it's just wonderful. And I really think you and Dr. Reggie and everyone that's on the call.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jean.
Okay. I'm going down the list. Caller 0533. Hello. Hi. Charm?
Oh, yeah. Who's this, Charm? I don't know my number. I called in.
Don't remember your number, huh?
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and I love the new technology. That's a plus. I think it's more convenient. And I wanted to say, my feelings like tied in with the lesson. I would like to say that I'm more of a watcher, but I notice when it comes time to judging myself, that's when I'm more of the speaker.
Uh-huh.
Kind of goes back and forth, because you're right that you are more harsh on yourself, and I don't know, I'm the worst when it comes to picking myself apart, I guess.
Well, but you're going to start changing that now. You catch yourself when you're doing it.
I do, and that's something I must admit I'm still working with. But,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I start, you know, I'm changing myself more. I'm still going to blame it on the industry. It's so much pressure.
Right.
I'm more excited now. And then I just try to find different avenues of going about it. Like one new positive thing is I'm about to start volunteering with Usher's Camp New Look.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, doing things more that I feel like is helping, you know, for a better cause. And, you know, the whole out humanity, it's like you don't look at the pressures of what's happening in the entertainment field. You're just really focusing on how you're helping people. So
that's
like,
good.
If you do things like that, it helps more. But, yeah, I want to totally, that's like my human revolution is to be the complete watcher in all aspects, even when it comes to judging myself.
Good. So listen, you're doing a healing here by moving into being the giver, because that's allowing you to experience more love. And that's where you are right now. By giving of yourself, you're experiencing pure love, and that's going to move you more into the place of the seeker. That's exactly why you're doing it, because you're seeking, because you want to have that feeling. So that's a wonderful place to begin. See how spirit just guides you to where you need to go?
Yes, and I didn't have such a profound way of seeing that, but thanks, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. That giving is going to allow that feeling of love to expand in you. And so, yes, you're at the seeker stage right now. You had a taste of it and you want to do more. I think that's fabulous. Okay, let's move. Let me find another caller. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. Uh, 2092.
That's me. This is Melody. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I am just in a space of appreciation. I'm most grateful for the opportunity to start my day in this way. And the conversation about judging just really is my thought for today, to just be present to what we're thinking about self and others. That was just a good reminder for me today. So thanks again.
Thank you. To me, it's the secret to finding peace, releasing judgment. It's just the secret. Thank you for sharing. 2508, that's the last four digits of your phone number. Hold on, let me put your mic on. Your mic is hot.
Good morning, everyone. Is my mic?
We hear you, Cody.
I'm just listening this morning, and I concur with everybody else. The technology is great, but the most important lesson I've gotten out of this morning is just not to judge, just not to categorize people and go up in your head and put them where you think they should be. In most instances, it's not correct. So my point is just, you know, just do you, be you, and never put anybody down or put them up. Just let people be who they are.
That's right. Love them where they are. Love them where they are. And more importantly, love you. Don't judge you either. Release it and let go. I'm so excited to be able to meet you when you get here. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks.
All righty. Thank you for sharing. Okay, 6277, last four digits. Your mic is on.
Oh, 6-2, that's me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I've been anxious to say something because my mind is just going 10,000 miles an hour, and I have just enjoyed this whole session that we having every day. I'm so different, and my judgment, I think, is of late, for the last week or two, is against me for being so long getting it. that I am divine, and feeling that I owe the world apologies for taking so long to wake up to the fact that I am divine. And I have trouble really thinking about me being divine and not knowing I'm divine for so long, it seems. It looked like a transgression against God. That's the world that I have to forgive of their transgressions, because all the world I see is in me. I'm not in the world is in me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm knowing I have to forgive the world of its transgressions, it's all in me because I created it. And I'm the one that's doing it, have done the transgression, and look like it's on me to forgive the world of its transgressions. And I'm finding blame there, you know, because all along I thought I was in the world, but I all of a sudden find out the world is in me, so it's only me that have to move, to, it's a flip-flop.
So
I'm enjoying the social intercourse and finding myself, you know.
I know. It's a journey. There are two things that strike me when you were speaking.
Jeez.
Randy, I'm sorry, I can hear you. One is that you are you're talking about the length of time that it has taken you to discover your divinity, and I don't want you to hold on to think about that. Every step that you have taken has moved you toward discovering your identity. So there's no regret here. Okay?
Yes, I hear that. Mm-hmm.
All right. There's no regret. And the lesson here is about to release the judgment. So even everything that the transgressions are, the perceived transgressions of you or of the world, we need to get rid of that. All of everything is in divine order. So your awakening is the beginning. It is the beginning of the purification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't get caught up in all of those negative feelings at all. It everything is in divine order. You have come into this awareness at the perfect time. And according to God's plan. And look at all of the lessons that you've learned along the way. Your spirit, your soul is so enriched by those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I hear you.
All right. And I know you know this. I know you know this. All righty. God, thank you for sharing. All right, I have only 90 seconds left. 9660, who's the caller?
It's Donna. Good morning.
Hi, Donna.
Good morning to you. Thank you for everything. And because you have such a short notice time left, I won't give my testimony, but it's a good one, and it's about judgment and divine order.
Well, we have time to share it tomorrow. Will that be okay?
That'll be fine. Thank you.
All right, you'll be my first caller.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dr. Reggie, please take us into our closing prayer.
When you heard me earlier, I was like, oh, gosh, I can't believe it. I am praying for Don Cornelius, who died
mm-hmm.
on Soul Train. He committed suicide in his Los Angeles apartment. you know, 75 years old. That's what I said. Oh, Jesus, I couldn't believe it. But that's what I was doing. But I was praying for his soul and his ascension and going back to God where he came from in the first place. So keep me in your prayers, please. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everybody listening that we are all light and light workers. And we are striving to do better in this world for each other and for the world. We forgive ourselves because we are people too, and we forgive all those who've transgressed against us. And you say, lead us not into temptation. Let us not have any temptation to harm any person. They are all your creations. Any sentient being is what you created. We give thanks to you for everything that's good. Let us learn to appreciate ourselves, who we are, and what we're contributing to this world. This is our opportunity from the void to now being here in the world. What shall we do with it? With every waking breath, with every moment we have left on earth, we give thanks for everything because we are moving forward in the energy of God. Amen.